Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
Would you join me in making our declaration of faith? Come on, let's do this all together. Are you ready? Lord, I am ready to hear your word, to believe your word, and I am ready to leave your word because I have been chosen for victory and not for defeat, for health and not for sickness, for prosperity and not for poverty, because I am more than a conqueror in Jesus' name and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. That is amazing. Today, I want to share with you on this topic of times of shelter. Yes, times of shelter. I believe that all of us have at least one time witnessed an athlete getting injured. Every athlete goes through this. They all get injured. Sometimes their injuries might be more tough than other times. And depending on the level of the injury is the time of recovery that this requires of them. If the injury is too big and too rough, they might even lose a season. Even some of them, they need to be out of the game for a couple of years. But if the injury is not so crazy, they can maybe be out maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, but they can immediately go back into play. But when a player gets a rough injury, and they get to announce this injury, you can see in their faces the disappointment and the tough moment that they're going through, knowing that for some time, they're going to have to stop doing what they love the most, and that's play the game. But after some time, I can imagine what's going through their minds. I can imagine them, some of them anyway, saying, man, I can't wait to come back. I'm going to become stronger, and I'm going to come with everything I got, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to get to the top again. But you know that not every athlete actually achieves that. Some athletes don't make it. Some athletes maybe get the physical go-ahead to play, but mentally they are so affected that they can't make it. But some athletes, just like Peyton Manning, actually find a way to pull it off. Peyton Manning, a 14-season veteran for the Indianapolis Colts, gets in 2011 one of the most hard injuries that a player can get, especially if you're a quarterback, a neck injury. Peyton Manning had to go over his third surgery, and this one was probably going to get him out of the game for good. A year passed after his surgery, and in 2012, Peyton Manning gets the go-ahead from the doctors. And guess what? He gets back in the team. But unfortunately for Peyton, that year, the Colts didn't really took him into consideration. The Colts went to have a horrible season, but they were just setting themselves up to get a brand new quarterback. The night came to Peyton Manning, probably the end of his career. But in 2013, out of the blue, Peyton Manning signs with the Denver Broncos. And for the following 4 years before retiring, he went and made a comeback of a lifetime. Peyton Manning came back to be one of the best quarterbacks that the game has seen. In his last season, 2016, Peyton Manning took his Denver Broncos to the Super Bowl. And guess what? As a farewell was coming into Peyton Manning's career, he took one more win under the belt. Peyton Manning took the Denver Broncos to become the Super Bowl champions of 2016. And then he got to retire. You know, you and I will also face seasons in our lives where we are forced to stop. Seasons will come, things will happen, injuries of life will come, and you and I are going to have to stop. But you know, sometimes when we stop, it's not necessarily because we're forced, but because we choose to. So regardless if we choose to, just like a player of any team sometimes makes a plan to not play certain games so they can get enough rest, just exactly in our lives, we can choose to stop because you and I know that rest is super needed. We know that rest is highly needed in our lives to be able to keep on going. You know, this moment will definitely come. And today, I want to ask you if we can call these moments of stopping, these moments of rest, if we can call them just like our teaching title today, times of shelters. I want to read this verse to you and declare it upon your life. Psalms 91, chapter 1 and 2 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Wow, what a powerful verse that is. Can you believe that it is God who sets the space for us to be able to dwell in His presence and have moments that will define the rest of our lives? Moments like this, moments where we seek shelter, have the power to transform what's next in our lives. And actually, we need to see them as needed. You and I must come to the understanding that we need times of shelter in our lives. These moments are moments that God are going to use to bring good things into our lives. If you go to a place of shelter, it's a place that is secure. It's a place that provides you with things that you need. And it's a place that you will be able to find protection for your life. If we, for a moment, can be in a scenario where we are in a forest and we got lost, what will be the things that will take you and me to run for shelter? Well, one of the first things that will guide us is if we feel cold, right? If I feel cold and I'm in the middle of nowhere, I know that I need to seek shelter really quick. Another thing that will take us to run for shelter if we find ourselves in this position is if we get hurt for some reason. If we get an injury, we need to find shelter to be able to see how we can solve the situation. Another way that you and I will definitely search and seek for shelter in this situation is if we get tired. And we'll definitely would get tired. Tired to figure out how to get out of those woods and trying to see how we can save our lives. And maybe another way that we will seek for shelter, if we feel broken, if something has happened inside of us, we need to find a secure place. But can I tell you that in life is no different? You and I must seek shelter also in the same circumstances. If today you feel that you're cold, you feel disconnected, you feel that you ain't belonging, that the moment that you find yourself in your life right now, it's so uncomfortable that you don't know if you're going to make it. Can I encourage you today? There is a place under the wings of God. There is a place of refuge for you. There is a place for shelter for you in this moment where God is going to bring His love and He's going to make you feel warm one more time. And maybe right now you're finding yourself in a position that you're hurt. Maybe there is a relationship in your life today that has hurt your heart. And today you're going through a lot of emotions and it really hurts you. Maybe they betrayed you, or maybe you found out they cheated on you. And this situation is asking you to look for shelter. Can I encourage you today to go to God's presence? Choose to go into a time of shelter. And I believe that in God, you will find what you need to be healed. Come on, I declare it in Jesus' name. If you're going through a very tough emotional time, go to God and you will find healing. I believe that with all my heart. And maybe right now in your life, you find yourself tired. This situation that we're facing today might get us a lot tired. We might be going through a very stressed situation. We don't know what the future holds for us. But can I tell you that if you choose to be in a season of sheltering, if you go to God's presence, God will bring you comfort. God will renew your strength. God will give you the hope that you need to keep on going to what's next. Come on, I want to speak to you life right now. If you feel like fading in this season, I want to encourage to trust God's word and keep moving forward. God's got your back and he is going to give you rest. And maybe today you feel broken. If you feel broken, if you feel like you've missed God, if you feel that it's not good between you and God, can I remind you that God loves you, that he wants to restore your relationship with him, that whatever you have done doesn't have the power to change God. God loved you from the first moment, and that will never change. I want to encourage you today, if you feel broken inside, go to God's presence. Your Father who loves you a lot, it's waiting to restore your heart. Amen. I believe that 100%. For some reasons, I don't know, human beings, we get like, it's hard for us to understand we need to stop. It's hard for us to get this concept of rest. Because I'm not just talking about sleeping. I'm talking about stopping. We live in such a busy culture. And it's just production after production after production. Result after result after result. But everything in life needs to stop. If I can use the example of a car. A car needs to stop for gas, for example. You and I know that if a car does not stop for gas, it's going to run out of gas, which means the car is going to be useless. Maybe the car is all right, but it needs gas to keep on going. But that's not the only time where a car needs to stop. Also, a car needs to stop when it needs deeper maintenance. Cars can't only run on gas. Cars need maintenance. And then, here we go. We take the car to the maintenance place. Here we go. We take the car to the dealership so they can work on it. What happens when we take the car to maintenance? Well, they check the oil. They check the fluids, right? They rotate the tires. And they make sure they test the brakes. They make sure that everything is good for the next 5,000 miles. Come on. And it's the same in our lives. Seasons of shelter can be seen as season of maintenance. You and I know that in moments like this, in seasons like this, we need to stop and be able to reflect and be able to understand and to analyze what are the things that you and I need to work on. What a better moment than in a moment like this to say, this is what's going on in my life. How can I fix this situation? This is what's going on in this relationship. How can I mend it? How can I work on this right now? Come on, seasons of sheltering are seasons of maintenance. And I don't know about you, but sometimes we go to maintenance and we get a little upgrade. Hey, I want to declare in Jesus' name that this season will not only be a season of maintenance in your life, but upgrades will come. That the best version of yourself is going to come out after this season of shelter. Just like Peyton Manning did. That after this crazy, very rough injury, he came back to become one of the best quarterbacks that has ever played the game. And not only that, but just like Peyton, I believe that you and I will achieve victory in the next season. I want to encourage you today to understand that seasons of shelter, season of stopping, and seasons of resting have a purpose. And it's for us to stop. Work on whatever we need to work, because what's next, it's ahead of us, and we need to be ready for it. I want to declare today that after this season is over, you're going to come stronger than ever. Remember, we all need seasons to stop. If we don't understand that, if we don't take a break, something's going to break. Don't allow yourself to get to that point. Come on, believe God. And choose to enter a season of shelter. Today, we're going to go over a couple of stories from David. Yes, King David of the Bible. And how his seasons of shelter can teach us how to navigate ours. David, wow. He's got a lot of great stories. I believe that with David, you and I can relate so much in so many different levels. And one of his most famous stories, obviously, is when he defeated Goliath. To give you a little bit more about the story, the people of Israel are in a season of war. There is this man called Jesse, and he sends his sons to war. Yet one of his sons had a very different assignment from his father. His name was David. And Jesse sent David to take care of the flock, to take care of the sheep, to be a pastor. And he sends the rest of the kids to war. Now in this moment, we find what David did in that moment. We can categorize that moment in David's life as a season of sheltering. Why? Because he was fulfilling an assignment that might not be the coolest assignment, or maybe the assignment that he wanted it. Because if you're a young man at that time, you want to be at war with your brothers. You want to be engaged in what's going on culturally. But no. He got sent to take care of the flock. But in those moments, David had the option to take a bad attitude and to break in his spirit and say, oh man, this is not good for me. I want to be over there. I want to be in the fight. I don't want to be wasting my time on no sheep. I want to remind you that there is no wasted season when it comes on sheltering seasons. Not at all. God is right there and he's working in your midst. And what David did in that moment, well, he took on the assignment. The Bible says he will worship God. He will find rest in the Lord in those moments of shepherding. And then this happened. Another assignment came to David's life by his father. And now he goes like, I need you to take lunch to their brothers. Not a fancy next assignment, right? Maybe he thought he was going to be called to war. But no, you just need to take the lunches. But David did it anyways. Can I tell you that one of the biggest keys in our lives, in a moment and in a season and in a time of shelter, is to be obedient. Sometimes we might not understand what's going on in our lives, but sometimes all it takes is for us to be obedient to God, because he knows what's best for us and he knows what's next for us. And God knows that if I find myself being obedient, I might be finding myself ready for the next stage of my life. So here goes David. He gets into the battlefield and then he notices that something's just off. And this is the moment that finds ourselves now in the text I'm going to read to you right now. And it is found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 34 through 37. And it reads like this. But David persisted. There's a conversation between David and King Saul. I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats, he said. When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb for the flock, I go after with it a club and rescue the lamb from this mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. Verse 36, I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from the Philistine. Saul finally consented. All right, go ahead, he said, and may the Lord be with you. What a crazy ending of this part of his story. A season of sheltering ended up into a season of battle, and it ended up being a season of victory. In that moment, it's impressive how a season of sheltering come into display as a season of preparation for what's next in your life. Can you believe that today? That in the season that we find ourselves, this season of stopping, and if this season of sheltering, God is preparing us. God is preparing you, and God is preparing your family for what's next to come. That was David's case. As he was being obedient in his assignment and the moment that he was taking care of the flock, God was getting ready for his next season and his next battle and his next win. Can you believe that for your life today? I want to encourage you for you to be intentional in this season we find ourselves in. You know, after this time, David went into quite the journey. The king, Saul, that actually asked him to help turn on him, and he was jealous. And after being jealous, he started to try to kill David. It's all right. Sometimes that will come into our lives Because there's not only one season of sheltering that we have to undergo. There are many seasons. And this was David's case. All of a sudden, so much victory, so much glamour. And now he's being pursued to get murdered. And this is what the Bible says about David in that season. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. So David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. Soon his brothers and all his other relatives joined him there. Then others began coming, men who were in trouble or in debt or who were just discontented, until David was the captain of about 400 men. Wow. David's got to run. He got to hide because his life was in danger. But David knew that God was with him. And what crazy thing is that when people start finding now that he's in a sheltering season again, people start getting to him. Maybe people start getting identified with what he's going through, and people just started showing up. But can I tell you, that was no coincidence? Because there's something else we gain when we're in a season of shelter, and it's that God will bring the right people to your life. God brought the right people into David's life in that cave. People that were not doing really good, but David wasn't doing really good either. But God brought the right people to encourage David. It says that his family came. And I believe God is going to bring the right people into our lives in this season. The people that surrounds us, that makes us better. And they're going to encourage us and remind us that this is just a season of maintenance. That it's not a wasted season, but that fruit will come out of this season in Jesus' name. Remember, you got to know how to choose the people around you. I want to encourage you to trust that God will place that people in your life. And you know what? Out of the blue, some time passed, and these people were ready to go into the next season of their lives, their next victory. And yet, like we said, every season does not last forever. And this season didn't for David either. And this is what happened. 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. Now that Saul is dead, I ask you to be my strong and loyal subjects, like the people of Judah who have anointed me as their new king. Wow. The time came once again for David to exit the time of shelter in his life. And we get the same result. Victory in his life. God's purpose in his life continue to come to happen. And what one day, before he was shepherding the sheep of his father, he was anointed king all through today when he was actually going to be one. I want to encourage you that this season is going to come and be the set up for the greatest season yet to be seen in your life. We believe that 100%. I want to read this to close today, and I want to empower you and encourage you. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Amen and amen. We want to declare that God's power, God's anointing is upon you in this season. I want to declare in Jesus' name that you will be victorious after this season of shelter, that God is taking care of you right now, that God is helping you to make the wise decision to set up the new season that it's coming. Come on, I know I'm speaking to someone that is trouble in their heart right now. I want to encourage you, go. Don't run away from God's shelter. Run towards God's shelter. He is waiting for you. He's not going to judge you. He's just going to do what he does best. He's going to open his arm and he's going to welcome you in. I declare and I believe that it is the Holy Spirit that is helping us work through this season, and that the favor of God is upon our lives in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this moment. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you because we know that you have spoken this word into our hearts. And I want to declare today that this information becomes revelation, and that this revelation brings a revolution of actions in our hearts. God, that we will earnestly seek your face, that we will earnestly seek your presence, because we understand that it is in those moments that we are under your wing, those moments you use, Lord, those times of shelters that we need, that maintenance that is required for us to work on the things that we need to work on and just to get better for the next season in our lives. Father, we declare that your anointing, your power, and your favor are upon us. We say sorry for the moments that maybe we complain in the moment, in a time of shelter, that we probably had the wrong perspective. We're sorry, Lord, but now we understand that we're going to embrace these seasons and we're going to take the best out of them. Thank you, Lord. And in your name we pray, amen and amen. And maybe you're new and you're listening to us for the first time. Maybe you've never been to a church or heard the message, or maybe you have for a couple times. But you know what? I want to give you one opportunity today before we leave. I want to give you the opportunity of giving your life to Jesus. What do you mean by that? Well, the Bible says that all of us are creation. God created all of us. But then, not all of us are children of God. I want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus and become a son and a daughter of God today. How do I do that, you might be asking? Well, the first step, it's believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth who Jesus is. And I want to guide you today. Would you repeat this prayer after me right there where you are? Say, Jesus, today I give you my life, my past, my present, and my future. I declare that you are the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and the Savior of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. My life, I give it to you. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org, where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.